Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga choo-choo on track 29? Boy, you can give me a shine.
Good morning once again. It's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. So from the early 1900s to today, Chicago was and still is the railroad capital of the country. Trains such as the Super Chief, California Zephyr, and Capital Limited all departed from one of the six Chicago train stations. For the second year in a row, the Fort Wayne Railroad Historical Society is taking riders back to the golden age of railroading by taking passengers on a trip from Joliet to Chicago. The train is pulled by their volunteer-restored nickel-plate Berkshire locomotive number 765, as well as passenger cars from the 1940s and 50s. How cool. And to tell us more about the trip and how you can get tickets for this time machine on rails is the Fort Wayne Railroad Historical Society's Vice President Kelly Lynch. Good morning to you, Kelly.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So tell me about your organization. How'd you guys come together and how long have you been running the 765?
Sure. So we've been operating the 765, but it's been in our care for over 40 years. And this group was founded in the early 70s with a vision to restore what was at the time just a park monument. The city of Fort Wayne had preserved the locomotive to commemorate the role that railroads had played in its development, and it had been retired in the late 1950s. And this organization was just tenacious and crazy enough to take on this project, and they were the first all-volunteer nonprofit group to successfully restore and operate a mainline steam locomotive. And we've been taking the locomotive all throughout the country ever since. It's kind of like having your own Polar Express, but of course we get to operate it more than just one day a year.
That's amazing to me that it's still running. You obviously just can't take this train out whenever you want, and there's restrictions such as, you know, the railroads themselves. How long does it take to schedule and prepare for an event like you're doing next weekend?
Sure. So the Joliet Rocket takes anywhere from 6 to 9 months to put together. I'd say that was especially accurate for the first year. This second year, a lot of the logistics are already set in stone, but you still got to go through all the right channels over again. You've got to book all the cars. You've got to work with the various railroads that are involved. There are at least three that are helping us get the 765 to Chicago and then operating it there. And the railroads are extremely busy. At this time of year, they are strapped for crews. They've just got a lot of other priorities. So we are very fortunate that Norfolk Southern, Chicago Rail Link, and Metra are able to participate and support these trips. And that Metra is one of our primary partners, of course, to be able to pull off this trip to begin with. So for an all-volunteer group, I mean, it's a full-time job to keep this locomotive operating and to organize these events and excursions that support it and then allow us to share it with thousands of people every year.
Are there any other trains like this out there in America that are restored to operating condition like this?
There are four or five locomotives that are of a comparable vintage or type to the 765. This is one of two on this side of the Mississippi River. And then there are a handful spread throughout the rest of the country. Union Pacific is restoring another locomotive. They're famously known for never retiring one of their steam locomotives off their active roster. And, of course, a billion-dollar company has a lot of means and assets to be able to preserve and operate the steam locomotives. That's a lot different for a nonprofit organization, but it's extraordinarily rare. There are just so few of these in operating condition. The rest are all in museums on static display, or they are captive on tourist railroads. It's just all the more rare that locomotives like the 765 can get out and run For a variety of very exciting logistical reasons that I won't bore you with.
No, not at all. But I think I want listeners to know how rare this is and a rare opportunity to even ride this, because it's going from the Rock Island Line from Joliet to Chicago on September 15th and 16th. You're doing two round trips each day. The passenger cards on your train are privately owned and operated, but all of them come from the 40s and 50s. What sort of cars can people expect to see or ride on this year when the train comes to Chicago?
So these would have been the cars that the politicians and movie stars of the golden age of railroading would have ridden on. So many of them are first-class cars. They're lounge cars, dome cars, the cars that like Frank Sinatra would have traveled on back in the day. I think it's fair to say that these are sort of like the private jets just from 60 years ago and on railroad tracks. So a lot of them are just really immaculately restored and cared for. We've got a part of the California Zephyr train set is coming all the way from the West Coast to join these trips. We've got cars from West Virginia, cars that are based out of Chicago that are locally owned and operated. These cars typically ride on the back of Amtrak trains for private charters. Some of them will sell tickets for special excursions. And because these cars are so incredible, they're so ornate, and they're so rare, a lot of people will pay a premium just to be able to have the experience of what it was like to travel on a first-class passenger train 60 years ago when it was the preeminent way to travel. Because if you're going to do it, you might as well have a cocktail in hand. You might as well be able to get a shave, have comfortable bedrooms, you know, have a shower. And that's really kind of is at the heart of the Joliet Rocket, because the Rock Island's rocket trains were some of the first first-class trains, the streamliners, in the 1930s. They really realized that to set their passenger services apart from other railroads, they had to create an experience for people. So they had, you know, they had a coffee car, they had bar cars, they advertised having personal radios and sleeper cars. So those, of course, were a big deal in the 1930s and 40s. But what we're trying to do is to recreate that golden era, because there's not a train like the Joliet Rocket in the country that you can ride anymore.
That's amazing. Now, I know there's a two-hour layover when passengers arrive in Chicago at LaSalle Street Station. What can riders experience when they arrive in Chicago?
So what's really special about LaSalle Street is that was the terminal for the New York Central Railroad's 20th Century Limited, probably the most famous passenger train in history. And a lot of people think of, when they hear the term red carpet or red carpet treatment, they think it's something that originated in Hollywood. But originally, the New York Central used to roll out a red carpet for passengers before they got on their train and when they got off then at the Grand Central Station in New York City. So we are taking the red carpet experience and returning it back to the railroads. And what we are doing at LaSalle Street is we are literally laying the red carpet back out, and we're providing a cocktail reception with drinks provided by Union Horse Distilling Company and the Violet Hour, which is a great little place in Chicago. And then a catering company that's also based out of Chicago, North Island Catering, they are preparing a menu that is inspired by the same types of meals that you would have been able to enjoy on the batting car 60 years ago. And the drinks are inspired, too. They're handcrafted cocktails that are inspired by the era. And the idea is to give people just a sense of what it was like to travel during that time. And we're also populating the train with World War II reenactors. Most of them will be in character. People can get photos with them. They can interact with them, because the railroads played such a major role in winning World War II and returning soldiers to home after VJ Day, of course. So we want people to just be able to blink and think for a moment, like, wow, this is what it was like, which is pretty magical.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. Now, I saw you guys are giving out prizes for the best-dressed passengers who wear their best 40s and 50s outfits. So this is totally experiential. You're going to kind of literally ingrain yourself back into that time. Tell us what you're giving away. What are some of the prizes?
So we give away tickets to our future excursions. We give away some cool swag that we've got some cool T-shirts and hats that are designed. We've given away tickets to area attractions in the Chicago area. So there, it's just kind of a perk. I mean, last year over 50% of our passengers dressed the part. We anticipate a similar response, and we think a lot of people it's so cool to see how people dress up, how into it they get. You know, this is a living history event, but it's equal parts educational, equal parts immersive, equal parts entertainment. And if people can walk away thinking like, wow, like imagine what it used to be like to travel by train. Wouldn't it be cool if it was like that again, or to understand just how far we've come logistically, transportation-wise in this country. Those are all very important things that we hope to to impart on our passengers that travel with us.
Very, very cool. Now, how much are the tickets for this? You have dome class tickets. You got coach tickets. Tell us how this all works.
Yeah, we have deluxe coach tickets start at $139, and then as you go further, $189 for first-class tickets. Dome car tickets are $249. We've had another class, the executive class, it's already sold out, and that was a little more of a premium price. But included in the ticket is the meal and two cocktails, so it's all-inclusive. You don't have to buy anything once you get to LaSalle Street unless you want to get some of our super cool hats or shirts or movies.
That's great. That's
and great. And even the portraits, so we have portrait photographers that are on staff at the event that'll be taking people's pictures with the locomotive. And if you've dressed up, the photo is free. If you're in first class or dome class, the photo is free. And if you're in deluxe coach and still want a photo taken, it's just a $5 donation. So it's a cool memento. I mean, our attention to detail for these trips is really pretty great. Like the tickets that we give people when they get on board, all of the artwork is taken from Rock Island original artwork from the 1940s and 50s. Even the drink tickets have artwork that the Rock Island would have given out to passengers on their timetables and brochures. It's just kind of the level of attention to detail from the headlight to the steam locomotive to the tail end of the train to what people are drinking. Every part of this experience has got a little bit of a love and craftsmanship to it.
Well, this sounds absolutely amazing. And for folks, if you're interested in doing really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, tickets for the Joliet Rocket are on sale at FortWayneRailroad.org. The trips take place on September 15th and 16th with two round trips each day. The train will travel on the old Rock Island line from Joliet to Chicago, so be sure to get your tickets. Kelly, thanks so much for joining us, and have a great time on this excursion.
Yeah, thank you. I hope you get to listen for the whistle if you're not on board.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks again.